Hey, James.
Hi.
Yeah, you guys kicked me out of the conference.
We didn't mean to. Our system timed out after it's been for 60 minutes. So I apologize for that. I constantly am on the tech team to take care of that because it's super frustrating. But what I was trying to say is through the pricing page, it's like that $1,098 for clients who don't have a Google Business profile, who don't have a website, who don't have anything coming in. Joey's greatly discounted the upfront cost on this because it is going to be more plug and play. We don't have to build from the ground up. So it is an excellent opportunity in my personal opinion. And I am confident that we're going to be able to get you the type of calls that you want coming specifically from the Google Guarantee and the combination package of the Facebook ads and the GBP.
So confident and can guarantee, I mean.
Nobody can guarantee anything. I can't guarantee the sun's going to come up tomorrow, James, but this is what I'm going to tell you. My company, Local Spots.
I mean, somebody signs on with me, I guarantee them a new roof. I mean, that's
sure.
Just how it goes.
I understand.
So you can't guarantee some things.
Yeah. Well, and you're comfortable doing that. As a Google Premier partner, we've been doing this for 19 years. Our clients choose to keep coming back to us for the past 19 years on a month-to-month basis. So we earn their business month-to-month. There's no contract here unless you choose to invoke a contract. We literally earn your business. You get tracking and reporting on the entire package of everything that we provide for you. The other thing that you get is you get Joey, who's one of our top agents, to be your client advocate. Additional to that, there's multiple team members. There's a Google Guarantee team that's taking care of that specifically. There's a Facebook team that's taking care of your Facebook specifically. There's a Google business profile team that's taking care of that specifically. So while I'm not allowed to say the word guarantee, okay, it's a Google autofill. If as a premier partner to Google, Google monitors all of our calls on a regular basis. If I'm caught saying that I can guarantee you X amount of clients or X amount of this or that, then we can lose our partnership for that. So I will not say that. But what I will tell you,
you guys said you could get us at the top of the listing, the top of the page.
I never said guarantee. The Google Guarantee pops up. The Google Guaranteed section on the first page of Google pops up at the top of the page. And what you would be paying us for is to optimize your listing and make sure that your Google Guarantee listing is popping up towards the top of the page, not number 8 in the profile of Google Guarantees that's provided.
So it'll greatly improve my positioning in the
Absolutely.
Google Guarantee.
Absolutely. And that's going to improve the calls. But the other thing that I'm going to tell you is that I promise you that on my personal word is I would not sign you up for Google Guarantee or any other package that we have here at Local Splash if I was not 100% confident that it is going to work. I have literally turned clients down. I've literally turned people away if I do not believe it's going to be a good fit for them because I want truly what's best for your business. And I personally trained Joey, so I know that he feels the same way. He wouldn't have brought this forward and made this an option for you guys if he didn't believe 100% that this is going to work. So while we're not allowed to say, I can guarantee you X, Y, or Z, James, we are 150% confident that this is going to work for you and put you into that proper position. We're just asking for the opportunity to prove it to you.
Okay. So what we were talking about was the ideal package, and then you guys get that's one monthly bill. What is the final bill on that? Is there taxes, fees?
No, sir. The final monthly bill, the upfront cost is the $499. The final monthly bill on it is going to be the $249 reoccurring. That's your regular maintenance for Google Business Profile, local SEO, Facebook ads, and the basic package. So the ideal package, if you're looking at my pricing page, the ideal package is a combination package. So it's basically our platinum package plus Google Guarantee. Okay?
Okay, so you're saying we only need the basic package since we already have the Google Guarantee set up.
No. Because you want us to take care of your Google Guarantee, that's why you qualify into the ideal package. You're getting it greatly discounted because you already have the Google Guarantee. We don't have to build it for you. We don't have to go through verification. We don't have that 8-week process of getting you qualified for Google Guarantee. That's why you're getting the discount. Okay.
Okay. So, and you guys get our listings listed on like Bing and Apple and all that.
Yep. Sounds like Joey's doing a great job. He hit all those directories.
I have questions on that because we've been trying to get listed on the Apple Maps, and we are unable to. For the last 2 years, we have been unable to because we run our business out of our home. But there are multiple contractors in the area that run their business out of their home, and that's their business location.
Right.
It's declining us because we don't have a brick and mortar.
Well, that's not the requirement. So sometimes, and again, the reason that Google, Apple, Bing, these different organizations, these different search engines have upped the ante as far as qualification and verification goes to be listed within their proper directories is all to protect the actual business owner. So after COVID, a lot of stuff got willy-nilly. People were taking huge advantage. They were creating fake businesses. They were listing the stuff up there. That's not you. However, in an effort to protect you, the actual business owner who has a million reviews and is providing quality service, they've done an overhaul of the way the verification process is. And it's gotten quite tricky. Honestly, it's gotten very difficult for quite a few companies. Companies who have business license and insurance, who have actual brick and mortar, are having trouble. So our team, again, because it is part of your services, our team is going to take care of getting that verified for you. The fact that your Google business profile does show your actual address, it's probably just one missed cue or one missed thing as far as getting the Apple profile up and running, and we're going to take care of that for you.
And you will get us listed on Apple and Bing.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. It's included with the top directories. So what we do is we build out those profiles, we get them verified, and we attach the website there. And the other cool thing is that we can even give you site link extensions, meaning the tiny little clickable link that will attach directly to the Google business profile, and you can even attach those to the website. And it can be clickable links back and forth. So, for example, somebody finds you on Bing. They click on your website. It'll have the little Google Plus tab down at the very bottom. If they click on that, it's going to take them to your Google business profile or to your Facebook page, depending on which icons we have down there. So it's going to be vice versa. Everything works in a big circle in order to bring you those calls, and we want everything hyperlinked together because it's always going to be driving the traffic back to your profile no matter which platform we're on.
Now, do you guys use a program like Yext with the backlinks and all of that?
No.
Or no?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Nope.
So no backlinks.
Yext, and let me tell you why Yext is no good. It's no longer Google compliant. Yext offers, we used to do it until Google, because we're a Google Premier partner, so we have our own team at Google that requires us to meet certain criteria. With that being said, the thing that happens, James, is whenever there's an update or a change to Google algorithms or practices, we're notified first. That's what makes us a partner. So Yext is no longer a good quality provider in the fact that it creates so many more spam calls and robocalls and actual scams happening to you as the consumer of that type of product. For example, when you're listed through HotFrog, Kudzu, Brown Book. These are search engines you've probably never even heard of, right?
Yeah.
So these were the top 60 search directories that was being listed within the Yext service. Okay? And it was creating so much more problems, so Google decided to drop it. They've got the top 5 to 6 directories that they index. So for example, when somebody does a search for roofing contractor near me, there's that micro moment from the time that you punch in your search query, right, best roofer near me, and then that second microsecond that it takes for the search result to be produced, and bam, you've got a list of providers on your screen, right?
Yep.
Google calls that a micro moment. That micro moment, they're literally indexing, okay? So this is when the web crawlers are going out and they're literally checking to see which providers that have the SEO programming also have these other directories. And Google cut it down because sifting through those 60 plus was creating more of a problem than these top directories. These are the top directories, the top places that people are actually looking for providers. A1 is Google. B, you know, number two is Bing. Number three, believe it or not, is actually Facebook. Okay? Then you've got Yahoo, Yelp, and Apple. Okay? So that's like literally the pecking order of the criteria for an index. And that's why as a Google partner, we dropped Yext. We used to submit to Yext, and we had it for every single one of our clients, and we gave it to you guys free of cost because it was literally doing what it was supposed to do. The second that it stopped doing what it was supposed to do, we dropped it. So doing something like that is not in your best interest.
Okay, so now for the keywords. You guys help with the optimization with keywords and everything. I've talked
Absolutely.
To a lot of SEO people, and basically keywords is a money game. Like whoever's paying more for the word will pop up more for that key search. So how do you guys, how does the keywords actually work on your end? Say if somebody's putting however much money towards that roofing near me and we're using the roofing near me, how do you get over top of the other person that's pulling up for that search?
That's only if you're paying per click with the Google Ads. The package we're talking about for you today is not the Google Ad pay-per-click, pay-per-keyword situation. So Google Ads is a completely different beast, James, and to be honest with you, it is a fantastic product. Don't get me wrong. It's where our partnership lies because we've achieved the highest level of education in that area. But for what you're looking to achieve, I'm going to say Joey selected the perfect package for you with the Google Guarantee and the Google Local along with the Facebook ads because we're not going to pay for individual keywords this way.
Okay.
Yeah, this way is going to be literally on the merits, so to speak. We're going into the back end of your Google business profile. We're optimizing that with specific keywords. It's called offsite optimization. So there's two different types of optimization in this world. You have the offsite and then the onsite. Okay, onsite is all done through the back end of the website, and Joey coming from, he has a huge background in websites. I'm sure that he probably went over a little bit of that with you, so I'm not going to jump in there because honestly it confuses me. But with the on-site optimization, that's all done through meta tags and the different things like that with the website. What Local Splash offers, because we haven't built your website, is we offer off-site optimization. So we're going to do that through keywords, backlinking with those top directories. Okay, content creation.
We were actually talking about you guys building us a website because the current website we have is like a Google Sites, and you're mm-hmm. actually not. We tried to embed the meta tags and everything mm-hmm. into the Google site, and it does not allow for that. So,
all right. So we do have the option. Let me see. He just sent it to me. Let me take a look. Okay. I understand. Okay. So we can definitely help. We can rebuild it. I think that's an upfront cost. The one-time upfront cost on that is $100. For us to completely rebuild the site and make it Google compliant, conversion driven, mobile optimized. It can include like a scheduling bot and a calendar and a chat bot, and it basically has everything minus dancing ladies and singing little gnomes. If you guys want the website rebuilt, so that's why he put here that the upfront cost, yes, the domain, absolutely, and we build it, sure. So it's five, if you guys want to do that, that's going to be instead of $4.99. If you're having us redo the website completely, it's going to be the $5.99 today. The one-time cost for the website is $100. The LSA transfer fee is the going to be the $250, and then the $249 is the first month for the Google Business Profile, along with the Facebook ads. So the reoccurring is just the $249, and then the management fee for Google Guarantee is separate.
All right, so quick question. Say you guys build the site, in a couple of months, say things just aren't working out and we decide to cancel. Mm-hmm. Do you guys maintain control of that site?
We can if you want us to. So the options there are you can...
No, I mean we cancel. And is that your guys' site at the end of the day?
The content is ours, yes. The content's ours.
Okay.
Yeah, the content's ours. You can continue hosting website with us only at $49 a month. We'll continue making updates and changes and all of those sorts of things for you. Or you can take it back and, you know, have it rebuilt elsewhere, X, Y, or Z. So this is what I'm going to tell you is you give us the first 30 to 45 days, you're going to be very, very happy with the search results. I see absolutely no reason why you're going to quit this program for any reason, but I understand your caution.
So that's what she's saying. When they do create the site, if we ever do cancel, they own the content on that site. So therefore, I think we'd get our domain back, but it would be...
Yep, you do get your domain back, absolutely. Yeah, the content would be gone. Now, mind you, the content we're using is all the information we're getting directly from you, your photos, all of your stuff. So it's not like we're doing some magic show over here, you know.
We could charge us $50 a month if it came to that.
You know what we can do is we can buy a separate domain to reserve our current website. So if anything were like that to happen, we could just take our domain back and apply it to our current website again.
You can do that. The package with the one-time $100 charge for the website, domain purchase is included with it. So if you choose to do it that way, you guys can absolutely do it that way. The difference here is that because you have a website that's current, a website domain that's currently attached to your Google Business profile, the disadvantage there is that it may ask us to re-verify your Google Business profile because we're changing out the domain for your website. So that's one caution that I want to warn you about.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about, like, giving you guys our domain to use. Yes, I understand. But if we just, if we were to leave and lose that website, I don't want to have to rebuild a whole other website. So if I bought a completely separate domain, gave you guys ours, then I would apply the new domain to our old website just as, like, a place marker.
So if what I can say to help you guys out is wherever your website is, you don't have to buy another domain because it's hosted somewhere else. So all you would have to do is when we rebuild the website for you, where your website's currently at right now, as long as you're just paying monthly or weekly to keep it hosted, you just disconnect your domain name and we'll actually do that for you. You can keep that for as long as you want, and maybe 3 years down the line, you guys saying, you know what, I'm going to go back to my old site. You just take your domain name, you just plug it back into your old website, and you're up and running. Don't change the domain name, though, because that's actually where all that juice comes from. So if we're sending traffic to that name, the name is really what's valuable. So that's why you want to make sure you keep the same name. So that's what I would recommend.
Yeah, definitely want to keep the same. Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
I just thought that if we moved the, or, you know, if we gave you guys it, that our old website would
No. As long as you pay
for
it.
But that doesn't really make sense because it's linked to our Google. I mean, it's Google site, so
exactly.
It should still be there.
Okay. Exactly, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
They won't.
I love all your guys' questions. Let me tell you why, and Joey can attest to this. When people don't ask any questions and they just, yes, let's do it, let's get it going,
right.
Those are the clients that aren't happy. Those are the clients that aren't involved. Those are the clients that don't see success. We love a client like you guys that take the time to really understand everything we're doing for you, because then we know that you're committed to making this work. Because it is a relationship. We are going to need your input. We are going to need your help and need you to be responsive.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we will not ever lose control of like our Google Business page, or
no.
Like we can add photos if we want. I know that we can submit them to you and ask you to do it too, but can we do it as well?
You can. We don't suggest it. Once we are managing it, you absolutely have full reign over it because you're only giving us management access. However, we don't suggest it that you do it on your own independently, only because when we update a photo, when we add a photo in, we're adding it to all destinations. We're updating it with content, and we're updating it with specific meta tags and all the different things across all destinations. So you go and you add it only to the Google Business profile because you don't have time that afternoon to go add it with the same content to Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing, then it's inconsistent. So at all times, we want it to be accurate and consistent across the board. So, yes, the short answer is yes, you technically can, but we don't suggest it.
So now with the Google guaranteed, though, that we would be good to go, okay, we want to drop our budget this week because you guys aren't really controlling that portion, the budget of it, right? We can go in and budget
or you can. Just let our team know what you want to do. Absolutely.
Okay.
So you'll be able to speak with Ivan on budget and Arely on budget concerns, and we make it very easy to connect with them. In fact, you can text, you can email, you can call, and you can live chat from the dashboard and make those changes or adjustments budget-wise. We just ask that you let us know so we can make the adjustments on our end. Now, the other thing I want to touch on, going back to the first subject, was we do strongly suggest that you continue posting on Facebook. Okay, because the more that you guys post with the Facebook and the more photographs and information that you give us, the fresher the content's going to be, the better those Facebook ads are going to be. Okay?
Okay, so do we have to pay for the ad, Facebook ads separately?
No, ma'am, it's already included with your package. So the $249 reoccurring, $100 of that $249 budget of the reoccurring cost for the basic services and program is going directly to Facebook. Facebook ad clicks for my company are between 5 and 50 cents per click, and we pass that savings down directly to our clients. So from the Facebook platform alone, you're getting a minimum of about 200 acquisitions at 50 cents per click, and that's coming just from the Facebook platform. But you're paying the flat rate my company pays per lead, per click.
Okay. And but you guys create the ads just based on the content we put on there. So
yes,
not like,
ma'am.
Like, okay. Cause we're not like super active on Facebook.
Yeah.
Not that we can't be, but normally like we've always tried to focus more on the Google stuff. So like you guys don't pull photos off of there and then put them on Facebook. We need to do the posting.
Sure.
With it.
Yeah. You have to do the posting. We're not going to post. We create the ads. And the cool thing about this, I'm sorry, what is your name?
My name's Serena.
Karina?
Serena.
Serena. Okay. Thank you. I just like to make sure I'm addressing you properly. So the cool thing about this, Serena, is this, is when we run the Facebook ads and the Google Business Profile concurrent, then it does automatic retargeting. So for example, somebody's in a couple zip codes away, they're looking for the best roofer, they've gone to Google, they've looked around, they may have clicked on your website, they may not, but the next time they go to Facebook, if it's an area that you guys are targeting in that, you know, couple cities over or zip codes over, you're going to automatically come up through their Facebook feed as a top option with your Facebook ad. So it's basically through osmosis, but it's not, because we're automatically retargeting them to the specific zip codes and areas that you guys want to come up in. And the advantages here is that Facebook ads actually show a stronger, 9% stronger closing conversion than even Google ads do for the cost. Because Google ads are costing, you know, between, for roofing, honestly, in your area, they're costing probably between $10 and $12 per click, which obviously is going to be a strong return on investment. But the reason we start you out with the Facebook ads as opposed to hitting the Google ad platform right away is because we can invest a much smaller amount into Facebook ads and show you how well it's working as opposed to you having to start with a $300 minimum at Google Ads.
Right. Okay. So.
Is there any other hidden costs like the pay-per-click?
No. There's no hidden costs whatsoever. We've told you every upfront cost. So to get it going today with everything we've talked about, so full website rebuild, Google Business Profile, Facebook ads, and the one-time upfront LSA Google Guarantee transfer cost is $599. The reoccurring cost is $249 for the local services, Facebook ads, and the platinum package details. The 25% management fee of the weekly or monthly budget is charged separate with the Google Guarantee team, and it's only the 25% management fee. There's no hidden cost.
Okay, I thought it was $499 up front, not $599.
When he mentioned adding in the rebuild for the website, that's an additional $100. It's just a one-time cost for the rebuild.
Okay, and I thought Joey said that they would waive that, but for us. So, and I thought that's where the $499 was coming from. Did you hear that? Joey did say they'd waive that rebuild, right? The building of the website.
Joey,
yes.
Did you say that?
So the rebuilding of the website, if I can't remember if I did, but if
it was $99, and I think they'd waive that.
Yeah. So the $99 was a setup fee for the original package, which is obviously something that I did waive for you guys. So it was $249 and we waived the $99 setup fee. That would have came with like a kind of like a splash page. I know James went over that.
Standard.
But yeah, it's like a standard website. But what Amy is mentioning right now is an actual full-fledged website.
Custom.
And yeah, so instead of being, you know, $198, it's only $99.
Okay.
For the actual full-built website.
Did you guys hear him?
No, what'd he say?
Nope.
He said, how soon could we expect for results, like, with the Google guarantee part of it, like
our ranking
and the listing?
Sure. So the first thing that happens once you guys tell us, yes, you're going to pull the trigger, is Joey and I are going to work together. We're going to get your client onboarding scheduled. Client onboarding is about a 30 to 40 minute onboarding call where we're going to gain access to Google Business Profile. We're going to gain access to the Google Guarantee CID, and we're going to gain access to the Facebook page. We're going to gain access to the website domain. We're going to begin building website domain, which takes about 3 to 5 days for the custom site builds, max of like 7. Outside of that, the Google guarantee, once we have the access, we can take a look at it. We're going to diagnose it and begin optimizing it right away. You already have budget in place, so I'm going to say that you guys are going to get a call from my technician within like the first 5 days of diagnosis and everything. So like say you move forward today. Okay, we're going to go in, we're going to look at everything, we're going to diagnose it. By Monday or Tuesday, you're going to get a call from the Google Guarantee team that's going to go over budget concerns, going to go over management fee, which we've already discussed is the 25%, okay, and they're going to go ahead and optimize everything to be able to cut the leads on. So it's going to happen very quickly with the Google Guarantee, simply because you already have the CID. You already have the profile up. We don't have to go in and verify everything and go through the advanced verification process. You guys already did that.
Okay. And you guys will delete any duplicate sites like that one business profile that you found?
Yep. So during client onboarding, we actually put all those notes in, and what the technician does is normally, like, if there, say the other GBP had any type of reviews, what we would do is we would message to Google and we would get them combined and eliminate the duplicate, but we can just go ahead and have them eliminate the duplicate because you already have a very healthy GBP over here.
Okay. All right. Any other? He is very concerned. We will never lose access to our business page. There's like the steps, the onboarding, that's going to basically, because that'll be with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll go through, they're going to basically walk me through how to give them permissions through Google,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so super simple. What we do now is so also in protection of you guys, what else Google has done is they've implemented a lot of different tools for companies like ours gaining access. So what we do is we send you a management invite. The difference is this, okay, when you don't have a Google business profile at all and you have some of these other companies, some of these other SEO companies set it up for you, they set themselves as the owner and put you as the manager, as the business owner. If
right.
we set your Google business profile up for you, we set you as the owner and we set us as the manager. So we only gain management access. Again, our whole thing here is being held to our Google guarantee, our Google partner standards. So they've
yeah.
given us tools to gain management access through each platform, not ownership. And you always
right. okay.
have access to log in. You're literally going to be sent an email invitation that's going to allow Local Splash to manage Google Business Profile. And then when you log it in, you literally are logging it in under the management tag. So there's a manager tag versus owner.
Right. And so just for James's peace of mind, because I'm pretty sure.
sure
I understand this, though,
absolutely.
At any point I can go into these platforms and there's the ability for me to remove you as an as
absolutely.
A manager, right?
150%. Absolutely.
Just like we did with the guy that was.
Yep.
Then I should go in and, yeah, if we were to cancel with you guys do like a outboarding process, if you will, to make sure that we've removed you guys with
the, you know, with those, or is that just going to be on us to figure it out at that point?
Oh, no, 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 no. If for any reason you chose to cancel, we'll take you through whatever steps that you want. You know, if you call in and you choose to cancel for whatever reason, obviously we're going to try to figure out what we can do to make it better. But if you're absolutely dead set on canceling and you ask us to take you through outboarding or take you through disengaging with Local Splash, then we're going to take you through those steps. Absolutely.
Okay, and not that our,
right.
our
I understand.
Future thinking is we're going to cancel, but you know we have read and heard a lot of horror stories about people who did things like this, and then when they canceled, they lost all control of everything, and they had to basically start all over again.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
So
we
want to make sure that.
That's not how you keep a Google partnership. And honestly, our best actions are what's kept us in business for 19 years with the specific partnership. It's super important to us because it allows us to help you guys as our client. And we're just not willing to risk it over keeping somebody's GBP hostage. The guys that do that kind of stuff don't have any type of ranking with Google anyway. They're usually like a couple guys in a basement or some guys overseas somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
But I understand your caution. I can appreciate it. And that's why, you know, we're very well versed in exactly what does or doesn't happen when you choose to cancel.
All right. Well, what do you think?
Yeah.
All right. So he gave a go ahead and we will go ahead and try it out here. And
okay. So let me see here. Hold on. Hold on a second. With you. Okay, 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and loop Joey into the billing here. He's been with us for about 10 months, and he's recently moving up into a lot of things as far as this goes. So this is going to be the first account that I get to walk him through how this kind of stuff goes. So give me just a second to get all the pieces to the puzzle in. Bam. Okay,
when you guys build the website, who do you use for hosting? What do you use for hosting and building the website?
WordPress.
Okay.
Yeah, we use WordPress. Okay, so for account purposes, we're going to put both of you on the account, obviously. And Serena, you let me know you're going to be main point of contact, which is fantastic. We're going to put all the information in. But jumping down to the actual logistics of everything right now, whose name is on the credit card that we're putting on file? Because that is whose name we set the account in. You both have 100% access, but whoever's name is on the credit card we're putting on file is who we set the account name in.
That mine or your card, it don't matter. That will be in my name if I do mine. Okay. It'll be mine. I know my card off the top of my head, so.
Me too. That's the woman in us, right? So how do I spell your first name?
S-E-R-E-N-A.
Last name?
Brown.
Okay.
No E.
All right. Best email address for correspondence to and from Local Splash?
Let's do reliant2289@gmail.com.
Okay. Joey, have you already sent over the email for the package with the ideal yet?
I did not, but I can.
It's okay. No, I'm taking care of it.
Okay.
Yep, I'm taking care of it. No worries. I just want to make sure. Okay. This fee has been waived, so we waived this for you completely. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. That's good. The My Site is at the $99. This custom My Site design, the other cool thing about it is this, you guys. You have complete access from the back end, once it's up and running, to go into Website Editor and make any change or adjustment that you want to make. Okay? Any.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys have full access over it, and you even have our team to be able to help you with anything that you can't manage on your own, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully that makes you feel a bit more at ease with that.
Yeah. Yeah, how do we send pictures to you? Like, if we want something, how do we send them to you?
Okay, so you're going to have a client dashboard, and client dashboard is going to allow you to upload new photos directly from it. But the other thing is you can always send them over to photos@localsplash.com.
Okay.
And those generate reports for website clicks, traffic to the business page, and all that.
What's that?
And you guys will, he said, and you'll generate reports for like,
oh yeah, that's all done through the, that's all done through the dashboard. Yes, ma'am. So you guys are literally at the end of this call, Joey and I are going to walk you through, like, once you sign the terms and conditions, you put in a username and password, and it's going to give you immediate access to dashboard. Now, dashboard's going to be empty, obviously, because we have to build everything, but the dashboard is how you upload new photos, and you track literally everything. You can listen to recorded phone calls through the Google Guarantee. You can list, if you choose to take advantage of the call tracking system, you can, you know, go through the calls there as well. There's huge advantages to the dashboard. It's literally management.
Is it any different than the dashboard that Google currently has?
It's like the Google Analytic dashboard on steroids, because it also includes website clicks, it includes Facebook insights, it includes literally everything.
Okay.
Review generation, there's tabs for everything in there, so it's super cool. The phone number that you want the clients to contact, is that the one we're speaking on, 607-422-5171?
No. Gosh, okay. No, he can't stand getting calls on his cell phone.
What phone number do you want the clients to contact on?
607-204-1100.
Okay. And then, let me see here. Okay, got that. That's on the Google Business profile. Perfect. And then the phone number for us as Local Splash to contact, are we contacting on this one ending in 5171, or are you putting down a different number, Serena?
Put down a different number. Contact me, and that'll be 607-348-8436.
Okay. Go ahead and, so this other cell phone number is James's. So let me just go ahead and pop it directly into settings. That way we have it.
Sorry, I'm listening to the child screaming. How soon for the Apple listing to be up and running?
They're going to go over that during client onboarding. So we usually quote about 7 to 14 days for those directories to be, you know, completely up and running. So we're going to make a notation that Apple listing is of supreme importance to you guys. Absolutely. So. All right. Give me just a minute here. I'm getting a little bit of information in. So we're going to give you guys a, we're actually going to give you guys a client onboarding. And during the client onboarding is where they're going to gain access to all of these things. I'm going to have them contact on your cell phone, Serena. Okay. And then for that onboarding call, though, calendar shows I have an available appointment time today between 4 and 5 p.m. Will that work for you?
What are you doing between 4 and 5 today? Are you going to be here? I don't know. 12? Okay. Yeah, we can do between 4 and 5.
Okay. So what's going to happen is you're actually going to get a call from the 877 phone number, and that's going to be for onboarding. This is the Local Splash. This is going to be the Local Splash phone number that we contact on for onboarding, as well as for any and all calls coming from operations. Operations is who takes care of, you know, Google Guarantee team is going to call from this from this phone number. All everything except Joey and I is actually going to come from the 877 phone number. But in the meantime, Joey, can you go ahead and send out your direct phone number and extension line via text message to Miss Serena so she has it?
Yeah, I'm going to text you guys, right?
Perfect. Okay. Make sure you update your screen because I've updated the information in the account from the back end here.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So outside of roofing, what other services are we providing?
Gutters, seamless gutters.
Install and repair?
Just install.
Okay. And as far as roofs go, are we looking at all roofs? What specifically are we looking for?
So primarily asphalt shingles. You want to do metal? We don't really want to advertise for metal roofings, even
okay.
though we do it, but we'd
cool.
rather just stick with shingles, and then if they call and ask, then we can
mm-hmm.
go from there.
Sure.
That's residential, no commercial, no rubber or anything like that.
Got it. All right.
Okay. Did you guys get that text that just came in?
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, that should have obviously my name, our company, but it has the 877 number Amy was talking about, and then my direct extension, and I also gave you guys my email as well, so you guys can lock that in or save it.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm assuming you're licensed and insured?
Yes.
I just have to ask to make sure.
Yeah.
I know sometimes it seems a little bit redundant, but we do have to ask just to make sure because, believe it or not, we've actually had situations where that's not necessarily the case. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Okay, I see what it was doing there. So your Facebook page, is that under Reliance Roofing LLC?
Yes.
Okay. And tell me again what your domain is really quickly while I'm looking for your Facebook page.
It's ReliantRoofing.llc.
Found it. So you guys do love your logo?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and plug and play. Yes. My site has logo, has photos. Okay. On the website that we're building you, do you guys want to include payment integration where your clients can go on and leave payment directly on the site? For example, if you happen to use like PayPal to do credit cards, or if you happen to use QR code for Venmo, Zelle, Cash App, any of those sorts of things, then we can integrate that directly on your website. If you do QuickBooks, any integration that we put on the website for your payment information does not stop at Local Splash first. It goes directly to whatever payment form you've included.
Yeah, no, we just primarily do check and cash, so.
Got it. Okay. There is a call tracking system that can be included. The advantages here for your Google Business Profile call tracking is A, it's going to eliminate spam and robocalls. B, it's going to give the business a very professional greeting. It is completely customizable. For example, thank you for calling Reliance Roofing LLC. To speak with the front office, press 1. To speak with, you know, management, press 2. Or current clients, press 1. New clients, press 2. Speak with Serena or James. You can completely customize it however you want. The advantages here are vast because all those calls are recorded for authenticity and training purposes. So say you guys take a vacation and you leave the phone or you forward the calls to somebody else, you're going to be able to go back and listen to any of those recorded phone calls in the event that you needed to for any reason at all. Also, it is very helpful if you were to get like a address or information to go do a bid and you lost that information, you can go back in and listen to that recorded phone call. Again, a lot of our clients really like the advantages that it includes for eliminating spam and robocalls. So that's completely free of charge and included with your package if you choose to take advantage of that.
Is it something that we can like maybe add later?
You can add it later, yes.
Okay, but we'll revisit that.
They'll go over during client onboarding. They give a more in-depth of the advantages to it. So I'm just going to let them know to make sure that they I'll put undecided.
Please, fine. He did, yeah, because he just walked out, and I want him here and everything, too. He just walked
out.
Of course. We've got too many darn kids running around this house screaming.
How many do you have?
Oh, between the two of us, we have 7. But he and I together have 3, and they're 3 years old, 2 years old, and 1 month old. So it's a little chaotic in this house.
Gosh, those are your kids?
Yeah.
Holy smokes, lady.
I know. It's funny because I've actually got a 23-year-old, and I just became a grandma in September, and then we just had our youngest a month ago.
Wow. Well, congratulations, yep. Mama. That's beautiful.
It's busy around here, and it gets
loud.
Yeah,
it sounds like it. And you're trying to run a business and talk with us about everything you need. I mean... Oh, my gosh. My hat's off to you. You know what they do say, though? If you want something done right, ask the busiest person in the room. So,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Hours of operation, when do you guys want the phone calls?
Between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. All right. So... now we're going to go ahead and go over this information here. Give me just 1 second. As far as this goes, I did take down the CID, but I'm not sure if it saved. Give me just one
That's
second.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you need it, I've got it right here again. So.
Yeah, I hate having to ask twice, but I think I am going to get it from you. Give me just a second.
I gotta get back to it too. So.
Okay, so do. Yes, they do. CID is okay. I'm ready for it.
983-279-0803.
Got it. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and. Joey, who's the opener on this?
I believe it was Maria.
Maria, okay.
Yeah, Maria C.
Maria C, okay, yeah.
Yeah, Maria C, yeah.
We're lucky we have a couple of Marias, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm going ahead to assign the package, and then we're going to collect the billing information and read the voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract, that it's all performance-based. So give me just a second to get there. And the billing address, is that the 1605 New York?
Google pulls it up, New York 12, but yeah, or standard
yeah.
12, whatever.
That is how they pull it up. So for the card you're putting on file, is there any middle initial?
Actually, see, I have the name on it, but I don't know if there's a middle initial. Let me just check. Yep, R.
Okay. My middle initial is R, too. I got Amy Ray. What did you get?
Serena Ray.
Serena, oh, hey, R-A-E, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. And that's S-E-R-E-N-A, right? I spelled that correctly?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It's 411-0500-0003-0552.
Wow, think you have enough zeros, lady. what is the expiration month and year?
9 of 26.
September 2026. 3-digit code on the back.
195.
Okay, and then we're going to set a security question for your account. Please understand that once we read this voice verification and we've gone over all of the numbers, there's no additional cost to produce website. Google is not going to call you directly about anything to do with your Google business profile. So if you get calls where people are asking you for more of something that have not successfully identified themselves as Local Splash, or if you're not sure because they haven't asked the security question, please ask for your security question. We set the security question to protect your proprietary information. And remember, we already have your card on file. So we're not going to call you and say, hey, can you please re-verify the card? Okay?
Okay.
So we let you guys know this because there are scams out there. It's very rare that it happens, but it is our job as a premier partner to let our clients know. So your security word is your choice. Your question is your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
What security question do you want that you can remember? Your mother's maiden name? Okay. Yeah, we'll do mother's maiden name. That way we'll both know that one. It'll be Garuto, G-A-R-U-T-O.
Okay. Now, just to go over the products before we go ahead and process everything today. Let me see here. We are doing the, let me go like this. One moment. Okay. Oh, crud. What happened there? No. Give me one second. Okay. There we go. Okay, so we've got the local bundle, which is the local SEO services. That's all at $149. Additional $100 for Facebook ads. That's the $249 reoccurring. The one-time $250 application / transfer cost. You'll see it come up on your invoice as application. Setup fee, that's one time $250. It also includes the My Site one time cost at $99. So that's actually going to come up. The My Site's actually going to come up free because the reoccurring on it is free for it. So it's just the one time base product setup fee, which is going to be for, you'll see that come in at the $99. So overall today, the payment is going to be $598, and then moving forward from there, it's going to just be the $499, okay?
Okay, yeah.
We're going to read that. Go ahead.
Okay, wait a minute. So, okay, so today is $598.
Mm-hmm.
And then, would you say?
Reoccurring is $249 for the local services. The local services.
The email you sent me over with the ideal package with Google Guaranteed says $498. What am I not seeing on this email that you sent me?
Hold on. Let's see here. $498. Oh, I didn't add the number properly. That's my mistake. If you add it up very quickly, the 100 plus the 250 plus the 149 plus the $99, that's my bad. I can resend.
$598.
I can resend that out to you. I apologize.
Okay. I was like, yeah, and I know they said $499 and then
yeah,
then
I
talked about that and it was $599. Then I'm looking, I'm like, that's $498 right there.
Yeah, I completely apologize. Let me resend it so we have everything in writing with the proper number. My bad. Super sorry about that. So
let's go
here. Make sure we have that. We want everything to be completely set up properly. Reliance 2289, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and then I'm just going to go ahead and put that subject line at, is saying, oh, gosh, come on, please be nice to me right now. It's going to come across and say, thank you for your business is the subject line. It's not letting me change it, but it's got the proper number, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. Okay, so we're processing payment now, and I'm going to read the voice verification now that reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Reliance Roofing, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Serena Brown, office manager.
Serena, are you authorizing any other users on this account?
Yes.
Name and title within the company?
James Brown, owner.
Are you and James authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is April 26, 2024, in the greatly discounted non-refundable amount of $598 for the all-inclusive ideal package. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, click fees, call fees, or surcharges that have not been discussed up until this point. The reoccurring cost on this package is $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package with a 25% management fee budget depending on weekly setup through Google Guarantee. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So if you choose to cancel for any reason, please contact Joey or contact the client support team for any reason. You're going to be in great hands. You may not hear from me so much anymore. It's mostly going to be Joey. I am going to be guiding him through this Google Guarantee process. But the Google Guarantee team is fantastic. You're going to be dealing with Ivan, Aureli, and Bonnie. They are absolutely fantastic. And the main one there is Ivan. He's really great at explaining everything anytime you need a dispute or anything like that. Okay?
Okay.
So the next step for now is going to be the client onboarding. Client onboarding is going to happen today between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be calling from our 877 phone number, and Joey will be calling with them to introduce you to your onboarding agent. Getting the Google Guarantee up off the ground, if I need to set up a separate call with Ivan for you for that, I will be calling directly and letting you know that here in the next few minutes if something like that needs to happen, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you guys have any further questions for us?
Yeah, I do have one question. If we are to, like, something were to happen with our Google reviews, again, like we had last year, mm-hmm. where I think did James explain to you what was happening? He may have just explained it to Joe.
Yeah, he explained it to me. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I popped in on the end of that.
Yeah, if something like that were to happen again, we were attacked with fake reviews, is that anything you guys deal with to help rectify?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have our team at Google that will help us to dispute those and flag them as inappropriate. And we've actually been super successful with our own competitors writing nasty things about us because obviously we're like the very best of the best. So they come in and write ugly things about us and we have to get those removed with Google. So we do have a process for that. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you guys should have received the terms and conditions within the a text message and via email. As you review that, you will see when it comes to custom my site, there's like some numbers in there that say like $375 per hour for consultation over a half hour and X, Y, and Z. That does not pertain to you guys. Please understand there's an asterisk by it because it may pertain to certain clients. It does not pertain to you guys. When you get down to the bottom of those terms and conditions, you're going to see the exact cost that you're being charged, the exact reoccurring cost, and there it has not been added in there. We're giving you the My Site completely, you know, the one-time setup fee, and then the reoccurring on it is zero. So you won't for management or changes or adjustments, you're not going to be charged anything additional, okay?
Okay.
All right. Once you go ahead and sign those terms and conditions for us, you should have already received a second text message, Serena, that's going to have your username and password. So in order to access that, you do have to sign the terms and conditions, acknowledging that you're the person who made the purchase today and that you do receive SMS text messages from Local Splash. Type in your first name, middle initial, last name, no periods or dots, and then you'll be able to access your client dashboard. Username is always going to be the phone number for the company, so the one ending in 1100, and then the password is auto-generated, and you can change that if you're choosing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just one other question here, because I just seen the emails coming through. This email that just came